old hog that's been altered, what would you call him? What would you say had been done to him?
Let me see. I think they use the term castrated.
To change the sex.
Yeah.
What about a little hog when it's first born? What would you call this?
A pig.
What do they do? What do these animals have on their backs that sometimes we say humans have when they get mad? It's very coarse and hairy. You say pigs or hogs have these on their backs. Very coarse type of hair. And you say when he got mad, he blanked all up.
Was, bristled up, I guess.
So the hairs that you, the stiff hairs would be called?
The bristle.
Or something in a brush.
That's
would
right,
be the
bristle,
same thing.
Right.
What about the big teeth that some animals have that go
the
out, especially from the wild boar? How about where the hogs are fed? What's this? The name of
the pig trough.
Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to a boar, what would you say you're going to do with him? The same term that we were talking about before. If you don't want him to grow up to a pig, and you want to change him,
you'd have him castrated.
Is there any other term that you've heard for this?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Do you think women in polite society would say this word if they were talking about
nowadays? Yes.
How about maybe an older woman? Or do you do you remember talking with an older woman about that?
Well, I don't think the older women would have talked about it too much, that's what I say. Nowadays, I think women would not hesitate to use the word castrated, but in the older days, I don't think they would have used this word. They would possibly say the pig had just been operated on, or they had the pig fixed.
What's the noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned from the mother? Have you ever heard this term?
No, I never have.
What would you think it would be? What would a baby do?
It would cry.
What about the gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time? Have you ever heard of this?
No.
The cattle were
mooing? No. No, I don't think I've ever heard that expression used.
How about the noise a horse makes?
He neighs, doesn't he?
If it's a quiet, more gentle noise,
on a horse.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't know, Lois.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called a
could
horse.
It be, excuse me, could it be whining?
Yes, that's one
okay,
term.
Chicken cake. I just happened to think of that.
You've heard that term?
Yes, I have.
What about a hen on a nest of eggs? What would you call this hen?
That she was sitting.
A sitting hen.
A sitting hen, uh-huh.
The place where they live, chickens, that is a what?
Chicken house.
Are there any other names that you might use for this?
I have heard them called chicken roost, but that's where they sleep in.
Well, I guess. Would all chickens live, I mean to you, would this be a house for all chickens or?
I would think so. Mm-hmm.
For the mother hen and the little chicks too?
I suppose they keep them all together. I really have never been around too many chickens like that.
You just like to eat them after they're
fried. That's right. And the eggs that they put out.
Well, tell me, did you ever play this game? You didn't have any sisters, though, did you?
No, I didn't have a sister.
Well, have you ever played with any friends when you cook a turkey or a chicken, the bone that is V-shaped?
Oh, yes, the wishbone.
Well, is there any superstition around this bone or any stories about
it? Oh, yes. We'd always get the wishbone, and the one who got you make a wish, and the person who got as you would pull it,